Hello, thank you for calling Progressive. Your call may be recorded or monitored. If you're a policyholder with a general inquiry, press 1. If you're an agent, press 2. For the claims department,
for questions regarding NFIP flood, press 1. For urgent policy corrections or endorsement quotes, press 2. To speak with our customer service and underwriting team, press 3. Or remain on the line. Please note most policy changes will require a written request. All requests can be submitted via email to endorsements@americanstrategic.com. Please hold for the next available representative.
Thank you for calling ASI Progressive Homes. This is Nikki. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? Hello?
Can you hear me? Oh, hey, can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, awesome. my name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you doing today?
Good, good. I'm an agent. I just have just a general question just regarding claims, just like how are home claims submitted and what the turnaround time is.
Okay, so there is a new loss line with the claims department that I can get you to, and they can answer those questions regarding
perfect.
The submissions. And okay, did you have any other questions before I got you over?
No, that's it.
Okay, I'm getting you over. You have a great day, and thanks for this call.
Thank you for calling Progressive. Your call may be recorded or monitored. Your call is important to us. We're sorry for putting you on hold. A representative will be on the line shortly to help you. Thank you for your patience.
Progressive Claims, my name is Wanda. May I help you?
Hi, Wanda. My name is Catherine. I'm an agent. I just have just a general inquiry when it comes to submitting a home claim, what the process is, what the turnaround time looks like.
May I have your policy number, please, so that I can please get you verified?
So it's not a, I'm an agent.
Okay. Again, what's your first name, ma'am?
Catherine.
Is that with a C or a K? Catherine? Is that with a C or a K, ma'am? Your name?
With a K.
Okay. K-A-T-H. E-R-I-N-E or Y-N?
It's R-Y-N.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And the first initial to your last name, please?
I.
Okay. And then do you have a policy number that you're calling about?
I don't. This is just general.
Okay, well, this is the claims reporting department, okay? We have to get your name and, you know, you're an agent. We normally have a policy number that we can go, you know, by. We don't just really give out information without doing that. Only thing I can tell you, it depends on the type of claim that it is, ma'am. You know, it's normally a 24-hour turnaround time unless it's a weather claim. It's normally like within 2 business days unless it's a catastrophe where it has affected a lot of people and we tell them as soon as possible. That's the only thing really that I can tell you being in the claims reporting department.
Basically then, if somebody were to submit a home claim and we submitted it, I mean, is that going to be
homeowners? Oh, this is for homeowners, not auto? Okay, so for homeowners, Are you with ASI? Because it depends on what company you're speaking about with that.
So this would be with ASI.
So I do claims for ASI. When it's a weather claim, it's within 2 business days that the adjuster follows up. And okay. if it's anything other than that, it's like the next business day. The adjuster, you know, is assigned, follows up with the customer. They call. They don't just go out. For some reason, people think that the adjusters just come out. They call first.
Okay.
Okay, so that everybody will know, be on the same page and know exactly what's going on.
Awesome. So the insured would be called within 24 hours unless it's a weather claim, which could take up to 2 business days. And then they're called by the claims adjuster just to set up that inspection, just like a good date and time for everyone.
Yep. With home claims, you know, they are a little different because, you know, we do have the person call the professional out to assess the damages. So that's something that, you know, they can do. They don't have to, but a lot of times they don't know everything that's going on. So versus them calling without any information, knowledge, they can call a professional out to assess the damage. And we also tell them they can do emergency repairs and keep their receipts to discuss with the adjuster once they do a claim. Okay, but it has to be an emergency repair. But they certainly can. We do tell them they can do that as well. However, they do not have to call a professional out if they don't want to. Some people just, you know, don't choose to want to do that, but then others do. So they do have that option.
Awesome. So basically, then, like, say for instance, an emergency claim, would that fall under like if their sump pump flooded their basement? Like, then they could have the damages taken care of by a contractor of their choosing?
Yeah, they can do emergency repairs, yes. They say their window is cracked and birds are getting in the house. You want to, you know, certainly fix that, repair that so nothing can get in their house. If they got a hole in the ceiling, water's coming through, you know, the roof, you know, they may need to get, you know, a tarp up there before, you know, any rain hits or comes in their homes. So, yeah, we do tell them you can do emergency repairs and keep their receipts.
Okay, awesome. And then in regards to, like, the payout, would you say that the turnaround for the payout that they would be receiving would be, like, 2-3 weeks or?
So that question I can't answer at all. I'm just in the reporting department, ma'am, so I just do the claims. I'm not an adjuster.
Gotcha.
We just do the claims, provide the claim number, and then they hear from the adjuster from that point. Okay, so I can't tell you that answer. I can possibly get you to someone in customer service.
Oh, that's okay. Actually, I tried calling them first, and they directed me to you, so that's okay. But thank you so much for answering these questions. I do appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. You take care and have yourself a good rest of your day and holiday.
Oh, thank you so much. You as well.
Thank you. You take care now.
Thanks. Bye.